Howdy, folks. You know, I see where they're thinking of sending mail one of these days by rocket. Even that'll probably be too slow to suit Junior when he writes home from college for more money. Anyway, I'm Pat Buttram for our delicious double mint chewing gum, bringing you just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, it's just entertainment, and if you notice any difference in the entertainment we offer the next few days, it's probably 'cause my cousin, Brilliant Buttram, he's come up from Winston County to be my consultant here. Seems Brilliant has a few notions about radio, and he figures he'd like to use me as a sort of a guinea pig, you know. The first thing he wanted to do was to get what they call a new sound from our quartet. Yeah, he says the trouble now is that the tenor sings tenor, and the baritone sings baritone, and the bass sings bass, and he didn't say what the other one sang. But Cousin Brilliant, he says, now this lacks originality. Now, his idea is to give it the old verse vicey or so. He says, let the top tenor sing the bass part a little, see, and the bass sing the top part, and this to have the other two go like that. And he says, Pat, he says, the world's all mixed up, so get in step with the world and mix up the quartet. I keep telling him they're about as mixed up now as anybody can get without being homogenized. Well, we shall see right now. Here they are to whip us up a bit of a song called Side by Side.
Maybe we're ragged and funny, but we'll travel along, singing a song side by side. We don't know what's coming tomorrow, maybe it's trouble and sorrow, but we'll travel along, singing a song side by side. Through all kinds of weather, what if the sky should fall? Just as long as we're together, it doesn't matter at all. And when they've all had the quarrels and parted, you know that we'll be the same as we started. Traveling along, singing a song, side by side. Through all kinds of weather, what if the sky should fall? Just as long as we're together, you know it really doesn't matter at all. And when they've all had the quarrels and parted, we'll still be the same as we started. Traveling along, singing a song, side by side.
Well, I think that was mixed up enough for Cousin Brilliant. You know, one thing that kept my cousin amused on his visit here was going down to the bus station and putting pennies in the gum machine there to buy double mint. And they never had anything like that in the general store back home. And Brilliant said it was certainly a wonderful slot machine. You just couldn't lose on it. He said you'd get a stick of double mint every time. Well, everybody knows you can't lose when you buy double mint at all. And I tell you, you get wonderful flavor and long-lasting chewing to give you pleasure, and then you get many wonderful healthful aids to give you help and comfort there. For example, now, chewing healthful double mint gum after every meal, that helps keep your teeth cleaned, you know that? Oh, another thing, I thought when Cousin Brilliant came up here, he'd have some some new jokes because he used to get off some real knee slappers down home there. But he didn't seem to be too jokey here. He did tell me a little jingle that it's going around down home there. It's kind of amusing. It goes like this. One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, four to go, and $5 for the babysitter. Well, I told him nothing had happened with that, but so we might as well hear some music. This one features the Buttram Symphony playing Dancing Tambourine. Fine, fellows. You know, my cousin Brilliant, he said what he likes most about just entertainment here is the part we call the Buttram bonus. Except he doesn't know what the bonus means, he said. I told him bonus was something extra good, kind of, and he said, oh, double mint chewing gum, that's extra good. Of course, he's right, you know, tell you, there's just nothing so refreshing as a stick of double mint, which cools and freshens your mouth and sort of pleasants up your breath. So it's always social-like, you know. And it's, tell you, it's a sure enough taste pleasure any time of the day. Delicious double mint gum. Yes, sir. Now it's Buttram bonus time. You know, most every day, people tell me they don't know what they'd do without the helpful hints they get each day from the Buttram bonuses. One woman wrote in that said before she heard the Buttram bonus, life was sad and gloomy. Of course, now it's just sad, I guess, but today's bonus is how to pick a name for your baby. Now, some mothers say it's almost as hard picking the name for the baby as it is having the baby in the first place. But it wouldn't be so difficult if you could just pick a name and let it go at that, you know, a pretty name like Buttercup or Daphne or Basil or Lancelot or Tab or something. But you got to be commercial about it. If the baby's grandpa is rich and he's named Jehoshaphat, well, you'd be real dumb not to name the baby Jehoshaphat. Of course, people will say that you're making a play for grandpa's money, but what do you care what people say so long as you get grandpa's money? Of course, if grandpa Jehoshaphat, if he's broke, you better name the baby something else. Now, if you have no rich kin folks to name the baby after, maybe Maybe your husband's boss is a possibility. You get the picture, don't you? Your husband, he goes into the boss's office the next day, and he says, "We wanted to start our child off right, so we named him after you, Sourpuss, or Jones, or whatever his name is. And this will make old Sourpuss so happy he might even forget about firing the new father. Who knows? Of course, if money means nothing to you, you can find a lot of names among the old Greeks and Romans. Alcibiades, there's a nice name, Alcibiades. Be a good name for a baby. It'd look good in electric lights if the baby ever grew up to own a restaurant, too. Sometimes you can make a name out of an adjective, like Repulsive Smith or Lumpy Brown or something. I once knew a girl named after an ocean. Mediterranean McGuire. Seaweed is another pretty name for a girl, especially the willowy type. But if your child is a girl, a pretty little girl, and if she exercises her voice a lot, like a singer, and if she's always happy, well, you might name her Paula. We have one here, Paula Richards. And she and the quartet are singing right now all through the night.
Sleep, my child, and peace attend thee all through the night. Guardian angels, God will send thee all the night. Soft the drowsy hours are creeping, hill and vale in slumber steeping. I, my loving, spirit gently stealing visions of delight revealing, breathes a pure and holy feeling all through the night.
Well, you want to check to make sure you have plenty of delicious double mint chewing gum handy, always, And chew it often, after meals, between meals, at work or play, or when you're just plain doing nothing. Double mint chewing gum. Well, this is Pat Buttram, and I can honestly say I never give a beautiful girl a second thought. I'm usually still on the first one. Goodbye now. We'll see you tomorrow.
America listens most to the CBS Radio Network. Thank you.